Lauter nette Leute. Die Podcast-Talkshow. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur dritten Folge von Lauter nette Leute. Lauter nette Leute ist die Podcast-Talkshow, wo ich Fremde im öffentlichen Raum zu einem Plausch einlade. Mit David habe ich zum ersten Mal Englisch gesprochen. Ich habe versucht, mein bestes Englisch auszupacken. Wo das geendet ist, das werdet ihr ja gleich hören. David ist aus Georgien und hat sich von heute auf morgen auf den Weg durch Europa gemacht, zu Fuß. Als ich ihn getroffen habe, ist er gerade in Wien gestrandet. Er hat eine Menge zu erzählen. Ich freue mich auf die Folge. Ich hoffe, ihr auch.
You just mentioned that you don't know how you like get to people,
right,
or ask them to what,
yeah, yeah,
talk to you or show you around.
Yeah, because in my city, I'm not really extroverted generally. I'm pretty introverted, pretty asocial. And on this adventure, I kind of challenged myself to talk to people. I'm forcing myself to talk to people. I go out, I go to people and say, hey, nice shirt, hey, I like your style, and whatever. And sometimes it leads to a conversation. But mostly it worked on autostop, because when people stop to you, they kind of expect you to talk to them. So I tell my story, they're like, wow, that's so cool, and you don't have a place to stay? I'm like, yeah, I'll figure something out, whatever. And they're like, oh, you can stay with me. I'm like, really, are you sure?
So you're not asking them directly?
No, of course not. I'm not begging.
Okay.
Or something. I'm not asking. I never did that.
But why do you force yourself to do so? Because one might feel comfortable being more introverted.
Well, I maybe feel like locked up, and I want to feel comfortable talking with random people too. But in my city, it's difficult because everyone knows everyone. And
is it a small town you come from?
No, it's not a town. It's a city. But
city, right? Okay.
Everyone knows everyone still. And if I say something or do something, everyone who I know might find it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's paranoia, I don't know, but I don't feel comfortable in my city at all.
So is it basically that you don't want to make yourself vulnerable to whatever they might ask you or tell you?
Maybe. I honestly have no clue. But I know that when I crossed Turkey, it got way easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking to people. I don't know. I got more comfortable. Even just saying small compliments to random people or just starting a small talk. I mean, I still got nervous, like, nah, I'm not going to do that. But I want to, but nah, I'm not going to do that. And in my head, I just say, 1, 2, 3, go, and I just do it.
Wow, okay.
So it's like jumping off a cliff, you know? Like, you want to jump off a cliff, but you're afraid, and you just do it. You don't think. I do same thing with talking to people.
That seems rather courageous. Where to take the courage from?
Yeah, trying to get comfortable in that whole situation.
What other people did you meet on your journey so far?
Oh, Turkey was full of weirdos and creeps.
Okay.
Like, really weird.
What does that
really
mean?
For example, they were acting like they were in a zoo whenever they picked me up.
Okay.
Yeah, they called everyone, like, family members, friends, and they were like, ah, see, tourist. I picked up a tourist. See, look, tourist. And I was, like, waving at them and, hi, please stop doing that.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, I felt like I was an animal in a cage, and he was, like, showing, not he, they. Nearly all of them did that.
Okay.
And just Turkish people, most of them who I've met were generally weird. Like, I can't even put my finger on it, but it gave me uncanny valley, like, scaredness.
Okay.
Yeah, especially when I didn't have a place to stay. I slept on a highway, near a highway, still, like, I was covered and people couldn't see me, but I was still so paranoid that something could happen.
Yeah.
But, for example, yesterday I slept near a gas station on the field, and people were always walking there. I felt okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I knew nothing bad's gonna happen. I'm in a better place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird thinking. It's not a weird even thinking, it's just my feel. I felt like that.
It makes sense to me that you would look for places to sleep where, like, some civilization is around, right?
Right. At least, like, for water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So gas station is perfect because they have small, like, cheap food.
Yeah.
And water. They can refill my bottle. And they have a bathroom. So it's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. One issue is that I can't sleep in the gas station store. I have to go outside, pull out my sleeping pad, my sleeping bag, and sleep under the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does it still feel like an adventure, or is it somewhat turned differently?
No, it definitely feels like an adventure. I feel like if I'm going to get a hostel and pay money for it, it's going to lose its magic, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a YouTuber, his name is Vagrant Holiday.
Yeah.
And he has unbelievable confidence in himself, and this... Can I swear?
Of course.
Okay.
It's has like not public broadcasting.
Okay. He has, like, fuck it confidence.
Yeah.
So he goes with a smaller backpack and only a sleeping bag. He goes in the city and finds a really lonely spot. He sleeps there, leaves his stuff there that he can't carry, and goes and checks out the city. Okay. And he eats only hummus and bread.
Only?
Only.
Oh, is it?
I haven't seen him eating anything else.
Okay. Is that healthy?
I mean, no, it's not, but he, like, travels for 1 month, I think,
yeah,
or something like that.
How long will your trip be?
I have no idea.
All?
Hopefully it's going to end before winter. Because yeah. I don't have winter equipment with me, and yesterday it was cold.
Yeah.
But my sleeping bag, thankfully, is warm. Plus, I put on a jacket, and I can put every clothes I have and still be warm. So, for now, I'm good.
Okay. But besides that guy in Romania who seemed to be really nice and friendly, are there any other people you met that were friendly to you or that you feel comfortable around?
I had a biased view on gypsies.
Okay.
But I met one gypsy who was super chill, and I actually stayed at his house.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's super chill.
Like, okay.
It changed my, like, viewpoint on them, to be honest. But they're like bad people and good people in every kind of, I don't know what to call it, situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but still, like, I was really afraid the first time I went to Romania. Everyone's telling me, oh, beware of the gypsies, oh, they're robbers, oh, that's why we have memes about Romania being, like, number one in stealing because of gypsies. But when I met him, it was chill.
Cool. Sounds great. Since you said that you were somewhat of a developer,
yeah,
you said that, right? Is there any life hack you could offer us? Because now you're on adventure and you seem more like a technician guy. Is there any life hack that you would share? Something that you know makes your life easier.
I have a couple apps that help me find a spot to sleep.
Wait a second, I have a jingle for that. Oh, does it play? It doesn't. Okay. It doesn't. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, yeah. It's called iOverlander 2. And it lets you find places like where you can camp for a night or just camp. The only issue is that you have to pay money to get the whole access. But if you want free one, it only shows one country.
Okay.
But you can, like, delete that country and download another. There, it shows parking lots where you can sleep and make a tent. It shows water sources, touristy places, hostels too. But I usually look for only... like, for example, this one is Spot for Wild Camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's near a city.
And it's worldwide?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the name again?
It's called iOverlander 2.
Okay, cool.
Also, Reddit is a good place to check spots like that. If you want to meet people, I can't recommend anything. The only thing that worked for me was Nomad Table.
Okay.
You, like... either you or other travelers make an event, and you can check them on the map, and you can join the chat, tell them, like, where are you guys, and then drink yourself to death.
How much have you drank so far on your journey?
Oh, actually, only yesterday, because in Turkey, they have a fence with barbed wire over the highway. Mm-hmm. And the guy who stopped for me, I couldn't tell him to stop to... Oh, what's it called? To drop me off at a certain point, because obviously he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
And he dropped me off near the highway, not on the highway. So I have to climb that barbed wire fence.
Okay.
And I cut my hand with a rusty barbed wire. I thought it was like fine because I had a tetanus shot done. And it was a small scratch, whatever. But when I arrived in Romania after like 4 days, I had, symptoms of tetanus. My muscles were having spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really panicked. I told the guy who I stayed with to call emergency. They took me, gave me antibiotics, and gave me another tetanus shot.
Yeah.
And because of tetanus shot and then antibiotics, I couldn't really drink for 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not a biggie. I mean, I love alcohol, but it's not a biggie situation. I'm still feeling okay. But the issue is that I still have spasms in my muscles. And in Romania, actually, one guy who stopped for me was a doctor. And obviously, I told him, like, he's a doctor. I asked him about this issue. And he was like, no, you're fine. You're just being paranoid. You just have to drink more water, rest, and get some vitamins.
Yeah.
And
do you do so?
I drink a lot of water. I try to take a lot of vitamins from food, or I don't know. I bought this.
What's that? Okay.
Yeah, it has like shit ton of vitamins.
Like somewhat of a protein drink, or what is it?
Yeah.
Vitamin protein drink.
Yeah,
okay.
26 vitamins, rich in protein. Yeah, and I try to drink and eat stuff like this, but the only issue is that I can't rest. Because I am always on the move with this backpack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish I could leave it.
It's really big, just for those who don't see it right now. It's really big.
Yeah.
And you have like all the stuff you need for hiking, or what is it? Climbing?
Yeah, I mean, this is for hiking boots.
Hiking shoes, hiking boots, yeah.
This is climbing shoes.
Yeah.
Sleeping pad, solar panels for my phone. And inside are just gas can, gas stove. If I get stranded somewhere where I can't buy food.
Yeah.
Sleeping bag, couple shirts, one pant, jacket, and all the electronics and book here. And a laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything here, like, I need everything here, but it's so much heavy that I think leaving some of the stuff behind.
But you seem well equipped.
Yeah. It was like, I did all that in one night.
Okay.
Yeah, just one day I said, fuck it, because I was thinking too much all summer. Well, half summer, whatever. And I just said one day, fuck it, I'm thinking too much. I packed my stuff and just went.
Just from one day to the other?
Yep.
Okay, wow. So,
I mean, I had one day to say goodbye to the family, and then after that day, I just went.
What do they think about your trip?
They try to support me.
How do they do that?
Well, just saying that if you're going to have an emergency, just tell us. We're going to get you a ticket to the airport, and you're going to come back, and you're going to live with us again, and yay.
Do you miss them already?
I do, yeah. I didn't think so, because, salary is so shit in Georgia, and the rent is so high, I can't live by myself. Like, I have 700 euros my salary, and the average rental costs like 400-500 euros.
Yeah, okay.
So I can't live alone. I live with my parents, unfortunately, and yeah, I do miss them. I didn't think it would end up like this, but yeah, I do.
If you think about like the rest of your journey, yeah, go ahead, have one. Just has a cigarette. If you think about the rest of your journey or whatever comes your way, is there anything that you want to achieve or that you want to see or that you want to accomplish on what level ever?
To be honest, I went on this adventure not knowing what I want, so I can understand what I want.
Yeah.
And I understood a couple stuff. I want to learn cooking, like really learn it. I want to, besides rock climbing, start fighting.
What do you mean by that?
Like boxing, okay. Muay Thai or something like that.
But not because you need it on your trip.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, okay.
Because when you know fighting, you're obviously naturally more confident in whatever you do.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And for now, I have only this. It's a pepper spray.
Pepper spray, okay.
Yeah, okay. Just in case. I nearly used it in Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
you want to learn to cook? You want to learn to defend yourself?
Yep.
In whatever way? Yeah.
And I think the most big thing I've learned is that I hate cities. I despise cities. It's too noisy, stressful. I can't take it. And I already was thinking that I might live in a village or in a town or in a nature or something. I'm 100% sure now that I'm going to live somewhere like that and travel to places like that.
Yeah.
So when I'm going to go back to my country, I'll either again try for remote work or relocation jobs where I can live outside of Georgia. Because, you know, do you know Georgia's situation?
Only to a really little extent.
Yeah, basically our politics are fucked. We're controlled by Russia.
Yeah.
And even United Nations might revoke free visa entry in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I came here. I didn't wait for money or anything. I just went because, like, it might be my last chance.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Right, so we have in Tbilisi protests every day. And it's not working out. I mean, they're doing whatever they want still.
Yeah.
And either I want to live in Georgia in the countryside or get some kind of a job where I can leave my country,
yeah,
get my parents, my sister, and help them to leave the country too.
Yeah.
So we can live peacefully.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Makes sense.
Do
you,
right.
But you're sure that you will come back to your home, hometown, home city?
See,
so
I don't know.
Don't
because
know?
If I'm going to have an opportunity to stay somewhere,
mm-hmm,
with a job in Euro, I'd rather stay and send money to my family too.
Yeah.
That way I can help them too and I can live peacefully too myself. Because as I know, in Europe you have salary enough for rent, food and having fun.
Yeah.
It's enough. In Georgia it's not. I have 600 euros and the rent is 400, 500.
Yeah.
I have 100 euro just for food. 1 month.
That's really, really not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. So your vision might be that you learn what you want to do with your life,
mm-hmm,
to live peacefully and maybe becoming a boxing cook.
Yeah. And make an event, something like cook boxing.
Cook boxing, that sounds good.
Have you heard about chess boxing?
No, what's that?
So a YouTuber, I think Ludwig, made an event like that. They play chess, then box, play chess, then box. Yeah, it's fun. It sounds and looks fun. I'll make same like cook, eat, box.
sounds delicious, I guess. But you said that you were somewhat documenting your journey as well. Is that true?
I try to take videos and vlogs, but that's that's hard too. I didn't think it'd be that hard, to be honest. I just have videos of me updating. Update, I did that. Update, I'm doing this. Update that. Update that. I don't think it's very interesting, but I'm still going to put it on because I already took so many videos.
Do you want to share where people can find you?
Sure. I don't have any videos yet, but my YouTube is called Extreme.
Well, that's KEXTRIME. Okay.
And it's a picture of the mountain. It's called Ushba. It's the highest mountain in Georgia.
Okay. You've already been up there?
Unfortunately, no, but I plan on going up there. But I haven't been climbing for a month now, and I feel so much weaker. That's why I came here, to just warm up somehow.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Just last question. I just ask all the people I talk to for somewhat of a tip, what music to listen to, or what music they listen to. Do you have any tip for us? Wait a second. Let me try if the jingle works. I work so hard on that. It don't work. Let's see. Ah, there it's good. There you go.
Oh, amazing. I listen to every music I like, to be honest. I was a real metal hand. I was a punk. Then I realized I was just an idiot. And now I listen to every genre if I like it.
Yeah. Is there any song in particular that you would recommend that we should listen to?
Let me see. I also try to get songs from every country I visit. So in Romania, I really liked Casetele din Targ by Suicide Jagos. And it's like a Suicide Boys ripoff, but Romanian.
Okay.
I also liked Legalism. It's a Romanian rap. Oh, and I have a friend who has a band. It's called Mishwardi. Listen to it. It's really amazing.
Okay. Do you already have like some Austrian music tips on your
Actually,
list?
Actually, no.
What? If I may be, if I may, because Bilderbuch, listen to them.
Can you type that, please?
Yeah, of course I will. Our listeners will certainly shake their hands because they won't if I come around with that tip from Austria. But I think there's some really nice songs that you might want to listen to.
Like Spliff?
Yeah, yeah, okay, especially
I'll,
that one.
I'll save that.
Great. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
Travel as much as you can. It'll teach you a lot about yourself, about loneliness. And try to travel alone. It's very scary. It's very stressful. But you're not going to regret it.
Lovely.
I think that's the point of life.
Great. What's your name?
David.
Henrik. It was really nice to meet you, David.
Yeah, same. Also, I have an Instagram, Keksiklos.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Ihr habt es ja gehört, ich habe David Bilderbuch empfohlen als Musiktipp aus Österreich. Das ist sicherlich auch richtig, aber eigentlich hätte ich ihm Gnagwatschen empfehlen sollen. Das ist nämlich meine absolute Lieblingsband aus Österreich. Einen meiner Lieblingssongs von denen packe ich euch mit auf die Spotify-Playlist Lauter nette Lieder. Da könnt ihr auch alle anderen Musiktipps aus den anderen Folgen nachhören. In der nächsten Folge lernen wir, wie versprochen, Marlena kennen. Das ist die Tochter von Alexandra, die ihr schon aus Folge 2 kennt. Ich hoffe, dass euch der Podcast bis hierhin gefällt. Wenn das so ist, dann empfehlt ihn und teilt ihn mit euren Freundinnen und vielleicht trefft ihr ja auch ein paar nette Leute, mit denen ihr einen Plausch halten wollt. Bis bald.